I love this time of year because whether it's a pullover or a button-up, I love sweaters. Quince is my go-to site. They're known for Mongolian cashmere sweaters priced from $50. In fact, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. That's because they partner directly with top factories. That cuts out the cost of the middleman, allowing the savings to be passed on to customers like you and me. And Quince works only with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing processes. So check out their sweaters. They also have beautiful leather jackets and so much more. Get cozy in Quince's high-quality wardrobe essentials. Go to quince.com/datingwhilegray for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/datingwhilegray to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/datingwhilegray. Whether you're an emerging business or an established company, Edgespace can help with your accounting needs. Edgespace provides full-service accounting support for businesses at all stages. Services are scalable as your company grows. Let Edgespace focus on changes to the software compliance rules, technology updates, and project-based accounting needs so that you can focus on other aspects of your work. Edgespace can also help implement project-based accounting software that becomes the backbone of your company. Edgespace, offering financial management solutions for businesses of all sizes. Learn more at edgespace.com. Hi, Laura Stassi here. This week, instead of dating Walt Gray, I'm sharing an episode of Dan Weissman's podcast. It's about the cost of healthcare, and it's called An Arm and a Leg. Great name. The episode you'll hear is all about Medicare. I feel compelled to share it because before I heard it, I had no idea how much I did not know about Medicare, and also how important it is to make the right decisions from the get-go. I also learned that even though I'm too young for this benefit, it's not too early to start thinking about it. Please take a listen, and if you have any questions or want more information, email me and I'll dig in on your behalf. That's laura@datingwhilegray.com. Also get in touch if you have any experiences with this benefit that you'd like me to share with the Dating While Gray community. You know we are all in this together. Thanks to Dan Weissman of An Arm and a Leg, and thanks to you for listening. And never fear, Dating While Gray will be back next week. We're launching new episodes of Speed Dating While Gray. Those are the little podcast nuggets, about 10 minutes each, covering the dating and relationship topics and true stories you'll love to hear. So stick with us and take care.
Hey there. So one thing we've never talked about on this show, Medicare. You know, that free healthcare thing you may expect to get when you turn 65. It has been on a list of things where I've been like, that's too big. That's too complicated. I can get my arms around it just now. And that's especially because there's this thing called Medicare Advantage. It's a kind of privatized version run by insurance companies. Seems controversial and really complicated. So I've been like, maybe someday. And that someday is today, or at least we start today, mainly because a colleague of mine just did a bunch of reporting that we get to piggyback off of.
My name is Sarah Jane Tribble, and I am Chief Rural Health Correspondent with KFF Health News.
And as Sarah Jane reported on Medicare, she was surprised by how much she didn't know and how much other folks didn't know either.
At Thanksgiving, when I was working on some of these stories, I have friends who are nearing retirement. They're not really close, but they're close enough to care, and they're avid NPR listeners. And they were like, wait, so what's the difference between Medicare Advantage and Medicare? And I was like, they should know, right?
Who's going to tell them?
Right.
That's us, I guess.
This show will help tell them.
I hope so. Because this traditional Medicare versus Medicare Advantage, it is a high-stakes decision. It happens when you first signed up. I mean, here's the big thing that Sarah Jane learned. If you sign up for Medicare Advantage at that point, when you first get on Medicare, you're pretty much stuck with it. And some people end up with buyer's remorse, big time. And actually, beyond that choice between Medicare Advantage and traditional Medicare, There's literally a whole alphabet soup of other choices you're going to need to make, each one with a price tag and maybe some big trade-offs. And there's been a lot of questionable information that comes at people. TV shows that older folks watch have been full of ads with people who were real famous in the 1970s.
Hi, I'm Jimmy J.J. Walker.
Hi, I'm Joe Namath.
William Shatner here with an important message. I've been on Medicare for longer than I'll admit.
And some of these ads make claims that sound too good to be true.
And get this, I'm entitled to an extra $100 a month. That's $1,200 a year added to my Social Security check. And I was like, dynamite!
Last year, the feds finalized new rules to try and rein in sketchy claims from some ads like these. So, understanding what's going on, it is a big deal. We're going to run down what I've learned so far, including some extremely expert guidance. And our expert, by the way, set me straight on a bunch of things, including, sadly, this. Medicare isn't actually the free healthcare thingy some of us hope for.
Unfortunately, I think a lot of people think, oh, Medicare is going to be free. It unfortunately is not.
Yeah, the question is how much it's going to cost you in dollars and maybe your choices managing your own healthcare. And surprise, it's super complicated. So by the time we're done, you're going to understand the differences between Medicare Advantage and traditional Medicare and how to start sorting through the alphabet soup. We will also leave you with some solid resources to figure out what your best choice might be when the time comes, either for you or somebody you care about. Let's do it. This is An Arm and a Leg, a show about why healthcare costs so freaking much and what we can maybe do about it. I'm Dan Weissman. I'm a reporter. I like a challenge. So the job we've chosen here is to take one of the most enraging, terrifying, depressing parts of American life and bring you something entertaining, empowering, and useful. Okay, when it comes to Medicare, the biggest choice folks have to make is between traditional Medicare, run directly by the government, and Medicare Advantage plans, which are run by private insurance companies. And again, that's plans, because a bunch of different insurance companies offer different Medicare Advantage plans. And last year, Sarah Jane Tribble started hearing from CEOs of rural hospitals. They were telling her, Medicare Advantage plans are killing us. We're spending a ton of time and money fighting with these insurance companies to get paid. And sometimes we don't get paid.
And then I was also hearing about patients showing up at the hospital and these local hospitals saying, oh, no, we actually don't take your plan. And so you've got these small town, you know, folks who have only one hospital in a long, you know, large radius. And they would show up and the hospital would be like, ah, you're going to have to pay out of pocket because we don't take this Medicare Advantage plan. And the patient, of course, would be like, but I'm on Medicare. You're supposed to take care of me.
Yeah. I mean, isn't that the deal with Medicare? Like everybody accepts it. You get on Medicare, you're taken care of.
I began wondering, how much does signing up for a Medicare Advantage plan actually affect the care you get?
And the answer seems like maybe a lot. A little Google searching turns up a lot of headlines about claims getting denied and about hospitals dropping Medicare Advantage plans. And it also turns up a report from the Inspector General's office at the Federal Department of Health and Human Services. And if you've got regular insurance, you may be familiar with what's called prior authorization. That's when your provider needs to get the insurance company's okay, their authorization, before going ahead with whatever they think you need. A test, procedure, prescription, and sometimes the insurer issues a denial. They say no. The Inspector General's report looked at a random sample of denials by Medicare Advantage plans. They found one out of every eight denials was for care traditional Medicare totally covers. And which, you know, as you get older, you get sick, one out of eight, you could have eight of those requests in a month. Sarah Jane started talking with patients.
I called one gentleman in Washington State, and he wanted out of his Medicare Advantage plan, and he couldn't get out.
That gentleman is Rick Timmons.
I'm a retired veterinarian. I'm living on Whidbey Island in Washington, which is just north and west of Seattle.
Ooh, wow. So is your life just a succession of paddling trips and swims in the Sound?
Yes, sort of. Although the water's a little bit too cold for me to swim in. So here it's kayaks when we get out into the water.
Rick signed up for Medicare Advantage in 2016 after attending an informational seminar run by an insurance agent.
Nice guy. And he said, you know, the best thing to do is to get a Medicare Advantage plan because they cover everything. And it's far less expensive than traditional Medicare.
Okay, why would that guy say Medicare Advantage is far less expensive than traditional Medicare? I mean, for one, a lot of us think Medicare is going to be free. And even if it's not, how could one kind of Medicare be more expensive than another? So we're going to have a lot of details on this later. But here, let's just get into the difference between Medicare Advantage and traditional Medicare. Traditional Medicare is run by the government. Government pays all the bills. But for a lot of things, traditional Medicare only pays 80%. You're on the hook for the other 20%. There's no out-of-pocket limit. Let's bring back Sarah Jane Tribble to briefly say what that means.
You could pay out the wazoo. It could bankrupt you.
Out the wazoo. Because, you know, medical bills, they can get into the many thousands of dollars. And I should just say, for actual hospital bills, the stuff that can run to the hundreds of thousands of dollars, Medicare does pay pretty much everything. But if you see a bunch of doctors, and people do, for tests, for infusions, for outpatient procedures, that can add up fast. 20% of that is paying out the wazoo. And with no limit to what you could be on the hook for, that seems like a big risk. To avoid that risk, if you're on traditional Medicare, you basically need another insurance policy, a supplement, often called Medigap. Like, it covers the gaps that traditional Medicare leaves. Some people get Medigap from their old employers, but most people have to pay for it, and it can get expensive. Medicare Advantage plans run by private insurance companies, do have an out-of-pocket limit. You don't have to buy a supplement. That's an advantage. Also, there's things traditional Medicare doesn't pay for, like dental care, glasses, hearing aids. Medicare Advantage plans generally do cover those things. And as Rick recalls, the insurance agent was pushing Medicare Advantage kind of hard.
Basically, what he said was, yeah, if you want to sign up for traditional Medicare, I can help you for that. But if you want Medicare Advantage, which is much better program,
then sign right here. So Rick did. Fast forward 5 years. Rick's wife notices a little bump on his ear.
She said, you should get that looked at. I have a family history of melanoma. But two sisters have had melanoma.
Rick says he saw his primary care doc, then started trying to get his insurance company's promise that seeing a specialist would be covered. He says he called and called over more than 6 months.
It was not a fun time. I mean, I didn't know what it was, but I knew that it was growing and it was sore. And, you know, I was frightened. It's like you can't think about anything else when you're wondering about what's happening with this little lump.
Rick says when he did get seen, the thing was the size of a dime. They found it was malignant, cut his earlobe off, and scanned his lymph nodes. They were clean, but he spent a year on immunotherapy. And now he says he's getting scans every 6 months. Sarah Jane Tribble asked Rick's insurance company about all this. They said they wouldn't comment on his case. Meanwhile, Rick says he's had enough of Medicare Advantage. On traditional Medicare, you don't need anybody's okay to go see a specialist. You just go. But of course, to switch to traditional Medicare, Rick would need a supplement, a Medigap policy.
Otherwise, you're just forking out thousands of dollars if you have any issues.
Because you're on the hook for 20% of everything. No out-of-pocket limit. Paying out the wazoo. Rick doesn't think he can get a Medigap policy because in most states, including Washington, where Rick lives, insurance companies don't have to issue you a Medigap policy if you have pre-existing conditions, not unless you sign up for it when you first enroll in Medicare.
The insurance companies tell me, no, we don't want to insure you. You've had too many issues. Look, you had a knee replaced. You had cancer.
This is what made Rick's story and the whole Medicare situation so striking to Sarah Jane Tribble.
It's sort of shocking, actually, right? The Affordable Care Act passes and makes it so that everybody with pre-existing conditions can get insurance no matter what. But it leaves out the people who might need that the most, who are 65 and older.
Four states have laws that do require Medigap insurers take everybody. But only four.
If you're Rick in Washington State, you could get rejected.
I talked to someone else who would like do-overs on signing up for Medicare Advantage. In the 1970s, in his 20s, Robert Wolpa was a professional musician, a guitar player.
Played in bands up and down the West Coast. Went to Canada with an Elvis act. It was really a lot of fun.
And he worked in call centers for decades. When he turned 65, he says he got inundated with ads and calls and flyers.
I got one of the mailers says, have a free dinner on us and we'll teach you all about Medicare, the ins and outs of Medicare.
He went and he got what he thinks of in retrospect as a hard sell pitch for Medicare Advantage, which he bought. And over time, he's gotten disillusioned. He says, you know, it's one thing to have to call to get a pre-authorization or, you know, a referral. Is this doctor covered? No? Okay. Which doctor is covered? It's a lot of calls. But then there's the difficulty of getting through those calls.
It got harder and harder and more frustrating talking to some of these people who didn't know what they were doing. I mean, and I've been a call center guy too, most of my life. But these poor people, I mean, they are so undertrained and underpaid.
At least that's the impression Robert gets, you know, as a guy who spent decades working in call centers. Robert has priced out a Medigap plan. Because he's got pre-existing conditions, HIV, a pacemaker, it would be expensive. $479 a month, which is almost a third of what he gets from Social Security.
I said, okay, next option.
I suggest to Robert, maybe his work background gives him an advantage in jumping through all those hoops, like making all those calls, both knowing how to navigate and having empathy that could help him keep his blood pressure from spiking too hard. He says, yeah, up to a point for now.
And I think to myself, you know, I'm 71. I just turned 71 in November. And I've got a little of the HIV cognizant crap. My short-term memory is gone.
After talking with Robert, this part really gave me pause. I mean, dealing with insurance companies and all the attendant hassles, that's hard work, right? It is not the kind of job I would wish on somebody as they get older, start slowing down. And it could be a job that increasing numbers of people are signing up for. Last year, the number of people in Medicare Advantage plans became the majority of people on Medicare. All right, I might have scared the bejesus out of you, and I'm a little scared myself, but I've got some super practical information coming your way. I talked with one of the best people in the country to find out, what should I know before it's time to sign up for Medicare? Turns out the answer is a lot. That's next.
It's that time of year for gift giving and for goal setting. Know what fits both categories? Learning a new language with Rosetta Stone. It's the trusted language learning program for 30 years, available on desktop or as an app. And it truly immerses you in the language you want to learn. They offer 25 languages with fast acquisition designed for long-term retention. Plus, the built-in True Accent feature gives you feedback on your pronunciation. Rosetta Stone is also convenient. Learn anytime, anywhere, on your own schedule. And here's an amazing value. A lifetime membership offers access to all 25 language courses. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a short time, Dating While Gray listeners can get Rosetta Stone's Lifetime Membership Holiday Special. This offer will not last long. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your holiday offer at rosettastone.com/today today. For yourself or as a gift that keeps giving. Okay, women, who among us has not had hormonal issues? We're not only dealing with changes our bodies go through, but also hormonal disruptors in our environment. The good news is there's help. It's by Happy Mammoth, and it's called Hormone Harmony. Hormone Harmony is a formula made only with herbal ingredients that are shown to reduce hormonal symptoms in women of all ages. Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. They help the body adapt to any stressors, like chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life. And maybe the biggest benefit, feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their reviews of Hormone Harmony, and there are more than 30,000 reviews to date. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code DATINGWHILEGRAY at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code DATINGWHILEGRAY for 15% off today. If you haven't tackled your holiday shopping yet, no worries. Just go to Uncommon Goods. They have unique, hand-picked gifts for everyone on your list, all in one spot. Some of my favorite things are steel outdoor citronella lanterns that you can personalize and fishing pole-inspired marshmallow roasters. I'd use them for my wood-burning fireplace. Whatever your choices are, when you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists and small independent businesses. If you'd rather give an experience, you can find those too. They're more than virtual classes. They're unexpected opportunities to have fun and connect in new ways. Tarot card reading, cooking and mixology, gardening, and so much more. Plus, with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. To date, they've donated more than $3 million. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/datingwhilegray. That's uncommongoods.com/datingwhilegray for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
This episode of An Arm and a Leg is produced in partnership with KFF Health News. That's a nonprofit newsroom covering healthcare in America. The reporters, like Sarah Jane Tribble, are amazing. I'm honored to work with them. Okay, so if you want traditional Medicare, you pretty much need to choose it when you first sign up for Medicare. And signing up for Medicare turns out to involve a lot of choices and a lot of different price tags and some big potential pitfalls. It is wild, the things I've learned. And I found maybe the best person in the country to learn from.
My name is Sarah Murdoch. I'm the Director of Client Services at the Medicare Rights Center, and we're a national nonprofit that assists with really any Medicare issue that you could conceive of. I mean, I serve like a massive quantity of people on our helpline, about 20,000 people in a year.
What would you want people to know when they're like, say, I don't know, 64, about the choices they have? Because I think a lot of us think like, oh, I'm going to turn 65, I'm going to call the federal government, or maybe they'll call me. And I never have to think about health insurance again or healthcare or, you know, paying these ridiculous prices. And I think that's not exactly true, right?
To start off, they're not going to call you.
Yeah. And not only do I have to call them, I have to do it on time. Apparently, I get a 7-month window, like 3.5 months on either side of my 65th birthday. And I better not miss it. Because if I do, well, number one, I have to wait until the following January to sign up. Until then, I better have some other kind of health insurance because no Medicare for me. And not only that, when I do sign up, I'm going to have to pay a penalty. And when Sarah told me this, I was like, are you kidding me?
No, I wish I was kidding, but unfortunately not. So yeah, they're very stringent kind of enrollment windows that people need to stick to.
I kind of couldn't take it in all at once. I was like, so either I have to wait or else I have to pay. Is that it? Sarah's like, no, dummy.
You would have to wait and you would have to pay. So
you're going to charge me for not having Medicare? That sounds awful.
I love talking to people, like you said, when they're 64, because you can kind of head off the pitfalls before they happen.
Oh, and get this. The penalty, it's not like a one-time late fee. It bumps up what you pay for the rest of your life. Holy crap. I had done some homework before talking with Sarah, but I had not seen that one coming at all. So yeah, don't miss that deadline. And about the rest, the part I thought I'd done my homework on, boy, did Sarah fill in a lot of blanks. So just to get started, here's the big picture. Medicare is alphabet soup. There's Part A, covers hospital bills. There's Part B, that covers doctor visits. And there's Part D, for drugs. Wait, what's Part C, you're asking? Oh, that's Medicare Advantage. If you got that, it basically takes over for A, B, and a lot of the time, D. And let's say you don't want to go with Medicare Advantage when you first sign up for Medicare, because for most people, this is like your one shot at getting traditional Medicare. Accepted just about everywhere, no questions asked. Then you're going to need to buy a Medigap supplement so you don't end up paying out the wazoo if you run into health problems, because traditional Medicare only pays 80%. But no matter what you pick, Medicare Advantage or traditional Medicare, it's going to cost you. As we heard from Sarah right at the top of this episode,
I think a lot of people think, oh, Medicare is going to be free. It unfortunately is not.
Yeah, so each part has its own price tag or tags. Sarah walked me through it. And actually, the very first step involves some good news.
Part A, which is hospital and inpatient coverage, is free for most people.
So if you've paid into Social Security and Medicare for 10 years, that's you. So great. And unfortunately, that is where the easy, simple part ends. So next, we move on to Part B, doctor bills, outpatient stuff.
Part B has a monthly premium of $174. Let me just get the exact. It's $174 and change.
$174.70. And important to note, picking a Medicare Advantage plan does not mean you skip paying this Part B premium. This $174.70, it applies to pretty much everybody. And folks with higher incomes, starting at $103,000, can pay more. All right, that's Part B, doctor visits. On to Part D for drugs. Fun fact, this is 100% run by private insurance companies, actually, which, among other things, means it involves shopping for a plan every year.
Those plans and their premiums change year to year. In New York, like, we would see them ranging from anywhere from like $3 monthly premium to $120. So all over the place.
$3 sounds good, but I'm guessing there's a catch.
Yes. So not every plan is identical.
Some Part D plans cover more drugs than others. Some leave you paying more for the drugs they do cover. And which one's a good deal for you is going to depend on what meds you need. Sounds fun, right? Well, Sarah tells me there is actually a bit of good news here because we're not on our own with this.
Medicare does, on Medicare.gov, have a really great tool called Plan Finder where people can enter their medications. It sort of matches up your medications with the plans that cover them in the most affordable way.
This is a huge relief because shopping on my own? It looks like there are 21 different Part D plans in my area. So comparing all of them, that would be a big job. Okay, now I've got Parts A, B, and D. I'm on the hook for, well, start with $174.70 plus however much for drugs. And not only have I started to spend money, I'm starting to get exhausted with all the details piling up. But if I still want traditional Medicare, you know, just about everybody takes it, hardly any pre-authorizations to worry about, I still need a Medigap plan, also called a supplement. And again, now I'm shopping for insurance from private companies. And guess what? We got a whole new bowl of alphabet soup.
Yeah, so there's 10 Medigaps. They all have a letter.
Yeah, and each letter has its own set of benefits and exclusions. Some have higher deductibles, others cover some extras, but they're all supposed to protect you from paying out the wazoo. So, for example, Plan G is the most comprehensive and the most expensive. And, of course, once I've picked a letter, I am sifting through however many companies may offer any given plan in my area. So where I live in Illinois, it looks like there are 57 Plan Gs on offer. Prices? $130 to $464. But here's another little bit of good news for us, because Sarah has a super important tip.
I think it is very important for people to keep in mind there that all the Gs are identical. A G offered by the company one, that's $500, versus the G offered by company two, that's $300, have identical benefits. So there's no reason to pick the more expensive.
Yeah, I ask Sarah, wait, how are any of these companies getting away with charging more for the exact same thing? Like, why would anybody ever choose the more expensive one? And she's like, maybe they just don't know any better.
Maybe they had that company, you know, when they were working and they have preconceived notions about it.
So when people call the helpline on this question, Sarah and her colleagues tell them,
pick one that's the most affordable. Don't make some other selection for whatever reason you might imagine in your head.
And of course, it turns out in the place of Plan G, which just happens to be the example Sarah's using, there is a caveat, because in some states, there are Plan Gs sold with a high deductible and lower premiums. Okay, more to watch out for. But in general, this is some really good advice right here. And all of this leaves me with a really big takeaway. Medicare is not free. There's that $174.70 for the Part B premium, and then you may be looking at a bunch of money on top of that for a Medigap plan. Or if you go with Medicare Advantage and avoid paying for a Medigap plan, you are looking at dealing with private health insurance companies that we all love so much. All the shopping for a plan. Do I get an HMO? Do I get a PPO? What's the difference again? And then all the questions, all the runarounds, all year round. Is my doctor covered? Is my doctor still covered? Is the company going to approve the care my doctor says I need? If they don't, what the hell am I going to do? All of it left my colleague Sarah Jane Tribble pretty ticked off.
The thing that blew my mind is how expensive it is to have any form of Medicare, right? It's not a free ticket for your healthcare. This is, to me, the most outrageous thing, that you're going into retirement, you've lived your life, and America is supposed to give you this promise of Medicare, and then the promise is actually hundreds of dollars a month.
I mean, you can save some money by signing up for Medicare Advantage and, you know, hope it works out for you. And hey, it does work for some people. My mom's on a Medicare Advantage plan. She is 93, definitely sees a few doctors, and she's got no complaints. Here's Sarah Murdoch from the Medicare Rights Center.
When people ask, I think often, like, which one is better? It's like, I can't answer that because people's needs are different. People's doctors are different. Where they live and their access to different services might be different. If you're in a plan that all your doctors take, and that's great. You can save some money that way too on those premiums.
And hope the insurance company doesn't change the deal next year and that your doctors don't decide to leave the plan. All right, I'm not trying to freak you out, or myself. And I actually have some good news, thanks to Sarah Murdoch. Because we have covered a lot of ground on what you should know about Medicare, but holy crap, there is so much more to know. Medigap plans are regulated by states, so that is 50 different setups right there. Not to mention the 10 different flavors of Medigap and all the kajillion and one different Medicare Advantage plans out there. And there's deals we haven't talked about, too. So some people with low incomes qualify for Medicaid, which serves as a kind of Medigap, but, you know, for free. Some people can get government subsidies to cover that Medicare Part B premium. And again, all of this is state by state, 50 different deals. So if you're actually looking at signing up for Medicare, you're going to have a lot more questions than I can start to answer here. And the good news is, you don't have to go to an insurance broker like Rick and Rob did and hope they steer you right instead of, you know, chasing a higher commission. Sarah Murdoch says every state has an agency you can call. They're called SHIPs, for State Health Insurance Assistance Programs. The A is silent, I guess. And their job is to give unbiased advice. If you're in New York, you might even end up talking with Sarah or one of her colleagues.
The SHIPs, they don't get anything. It's like they don't have any financial incentive. We participate in the New York SHIP. Like, I don't care what plan you pick. I just want to help you pick something that is going to work for you. And that may be original Medicare with a Medigap and Part D. It might be a Medicare Advantage plan. It might be, you know, Medicare and Medicaid.
Like, this episode is pitched at someone who's like at or approaching age 64. Like, the bottom line is like, go get on a ship. Go sail on a ship.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah. There's a central website, shiphelp.org, where you can just click on your state and it will kind of direct you to the phone number to call. So they're there as a resource.
So this was a lot. Let's just review. First, Medicare isn't free. Got it. Second, don't forget to sign up on time. You could end up paying a late fee every month for the rest of your life. Third, when you sign up for Medicare, think real hard about the choice between Medicare Advantage and traditional Medicare, because if you pick Medicare Advantage, you probably won't get do-overs. And maybe If you're planning on retiring and don't want to deal with Medicare Advantage, ask yourself, where am I going to get the money to pay for that Medigap plan? You know, build that into your budget. And finally, when you get there, catch a ship. That's www.shiphelp.org. There's a lot more to cover with Medicare Advantage. There have been scandals, including ways insurance companies milk the program for profits. We may get to that someday. Meanwhile, I hope this has been useful and eye-opening. We'll be back in a few weeks with a new episode about Medicaid. Well then, take care of yourself. This episode of An Arm and a Leg is produced by me, Dan Weissman, with help from Emily Pizzacreta, and edited by Ellen Weiss. Adam Raimunda is our audio wizard. Our music is by Dave Weiner and Blue Dot Sessions. Gabrielle Healy is our managing editor for Audience. She edits the First Aid Kit newsletter. B. Bosco is our consulting director of operations. Sarah Balma is our operations manager. An Arm and a Leg is produced in partnership with KFF Health News. That is a national newsroom producing in-depth journalism about healthcare in America and a core program at KFF. That's an independent source of health policy research, polling, and journalism. You can learn more about KFF Health News at armandalegshow.com/KFF. Zach Dyer is senior audio producer at KFF Health News. He is editorial liaison to this show. Thank you to the Institute for Nonprofit News for serving as our fiscal sponsor, allowing us to accept tax-exempt donations. You can learn more about INN at inn.org. And thanks to everybody who supports this show financially. If you haven't yet, we'd love for you to pitch in and join us. The place for that is armandalegshow.com/support. Thank you so much, and thanks for listening.
Whether you're an emerging business or an established company, Edgespace can help with your accounting needs. Edgespace provides full-service accounting support for businesses at all stages. Services are scalable as your company grows. Let Edgespace focus on changes to the software compliance rules, technology updates, and project-based accounting needs so that you can focus on other aspects of your work. Edgespace can also help implement project-based accounting software that becomes the backbone of your company. Edgespace, offering financial management solutions for businesses of all sizes. Learn more at edgespace.com.